So anyways, we ended up coming up here to Battles, and he learned to fly on the GI Bill, and so he would got a plane in around 1963, and so we started flying up here to visit Wiseman, 1962-1963, to visit Wiseman and the old timers that were here. And there was elderly gold miners and Eskimos, and we'd visit Wiseman. He eventually got a hunting guide license and was guiding hunters in the North Fork of the Keokuk over here and in this to the north of Wiseman.
How did he learn about Wiseman to want to visit? And I'm assuming then he met his wife in Anchorage and had a family?
My mom and dad got married down in Michigan.
What's your mom's name?
June, and she lives here.
Maiden name?
Her maiden name was June Sokola, okay, so which is a Hungarian name.
And so they met there. He always desired to go to Alaska, and they came up together.
Mm-hmm. They came up together. Well, he came like a few months before she did, and because she was pregnant with me, and so she wasn't too good at traveling on the Alaskan highway in those days. There was no bridges and stuff, and so he drove up and she flew up later on. And so he learned about Wiseman from, he had hunted before he got an airplane. He was flown with a Andy Anderson, flew him up here, and he hunted just above Wiseman up here at Jenny Lake. And when they flew up here, they flew by Wiseman. He was like, oh, wow, look at that cool little place. So when he got an airplane, then immediately we started going to villages, like to Alakak and Anituvik, and going to see. He wanted to go and visit people. You know, those days there was no TV. So he went and visited people and talked to the old-timers about, they had lots, you know, they sat around and drank tea and talked.